Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about living to die or dying to live. In the human flesh, we live with an eventual death. In the spiritual realm, we die so that we might live eternally. And so as we talk and pray each weekday morning, we're going to be talking about some aspect of how dying to self helps us to live. And today we're going to talk about dying daily. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 31, Paul writes and he says, I die every day. I mean that, brothers, just as surely as I glory over you in Christ Jesus our Lord. Obviously, Paul was not physically dead when he wrote this. It was not a physical death that he died every day. But there was a death which took place. A death to self. It's why he would endure such hardship, such struggles, such persecution, because it was no longer him living, but Christ living in him. Jesus said that if anyone would come after him, we must deny ourselves and take up our cross daily. Follow him. There was a recognition that this dying to self was not a once and done thing, but it would have to be a continual thing. Our human nature, the flesh that we live in, the mind that dwells within this body wants to take care of itself. I believe that's a natural instinct that God has placed there. That if we no longer care for ourselves at all, that there's something wrong. But there comes a time where God says that we ought to consider the needs of others to be more important than our own. It's not that we quit caring about our needs, it's just that we care about others more. Self no longer reigns supreme. God does. And when we live in such a manner, we understand that tomorrow is a new day. And I have to make that choice again. Do I live as if I'm in charge, or do I live as if God's in charge? And so I live that crucified life that says self no longer is in charge. I've placed myself under the headship of Jesus. And daily we make that choice as to who we live for. The choice becomes a lot easier if we consider ourselves dead to sin. Because the Bible says if we're dead, we no longer have the ability, the processes of choice. If we're dead to sin, we no longer have the ability, the processes to choose that sin. But because it's a spiritual choice, it's a spiritual decision to die to sin, it's a decision that we have to keep up with. The enemy doesn't give up all that easily. He keeps coming back, as if asking, are you sure? Would you like one more shot at this? It's not that bad, really. Nobody will even know. And you've probably heard those in one way or another, along with a whole list of other justifications that the enemy plants in our mind through the suggestions of ourselves, through the suggestions of others. And we have to choose in those moments. Am I dying to sin today? Am I considering that sin no longer has reign or rule over my body, over my thoughts? The Bible tells us that we need to take every thought captive, making it obedient to Jesus Christ. We do that when daily we die to self. And we live for Christ. We live with Christ in us. You see, that's how we can die and still live. Is that this body of sin no longer lives, but the body of Spirit, God's Spirit within us, does live. And it's within those moments of recognition that we begin to understand just how much we need that refreshing of God's Spirit daily, multiple times a day. And so we take up our cross, not to wear it around our neck, not to adorn our house with, or our cars with, or anything else. We take up that cross daily so that we would die to self daily. And in doing so, we find the result that Paul talks about, is that we're able to glory in Christ over others. Sometimes we have difficulty as men and women to cheer for those that are successful, especially if there's someone that we view as a rival, someone that we view as having and getting what we wanted. And as Paul would choose to die to self daily, he would glory in the transforming power of Jesus that he would see at work in the lives of the Corinthians. Now, if you read through the letters that Paul wrote to the Corinthians, you'll understand that they had some issues. But so do we, right? And even with those things that Paul would have to write and address and correct, because he had died to self and lived with Christ dwelling within him, he could glory over those imperfect people, because he knew the work that God was completing in them was the same work that God was completing in him. And when we begin to see people turn to God and choose also to die to self, we ought to glory. Not in us, not really even in them, but in the God who transforms both us and them. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us Jesus in such a way that we understand, or that we at least can understand, how his death to self and choice to live for you has brought salvation to us. How he has considered our needs to be more important than even than his own. And in doing so, took up his cross to pay the penalty for our sin. And Father, he also leaves us with those instructions to take up our cross daily, so that we would die to self, that we would see the needs of others to be more important than our own, that we would not neglect ourselves, but we would care for others. But Father, not only that we would care for them, but that we would care for them in a way that shares Jesus. That this dying to self would allow Jesus to be represented in us, so that we can glory in the work being done in the lives of those around us. The work being accomplished by your Spirit because of the sacrifice of Jesus, because of your great love. And so, God, today I pray that every one of us, for myself, for all of those that hear these words, we would choose today and we would choose tomorrow and each day that we live, we would die to self so that we can fully live for you. And God, today, as we die to self, may we lift up Jesus, not only as the one that we live for, but the one who can transform anyone, just as he's in the process of transforming us. So that, Father, as we lift up him, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.